Last year, the business of selling supplies for people to preserve their family memories in scrapbooks totaled $2.5 billion. One person who's bought into the scrapbooking craze is commentator Desiree Cooper.
I didn't come to scrapbooking the way many women do, by becoming a mom. For me, it was a view toward the end of life, not the beginning, which brought me into the fold. Over the last 2 years, my father survived cancer. My uncle, the family patriarch, passed away unexpectedly. Suddenly, the past seemed to be the only stable thing in my life, and memory my only source of comfort. Now I find myself spending countless hours and hundreds of dollars a year using stickers and cutouts and archival quality paper to tell the stories of my family's past. Lately, I've been concentrating on photos of my father's life. One of the biggest events of my childhood was when he served for a year in Thailand during the Vietnam War. I was only 6, but I remember that as a scary time. Since I've been scrapping, I've interviewed him about his end of that experience. What was it like in Thailand? How did it feel to be so far away from home and so close to war? His recollections fill the hole in my own life story, something I've reclaimed through scrapping. Suddenly, the memories aren't so scary anymore. They're full of perspective and hindsight, perfect and complete. It's an addictive process, this sorting and reordering of time. A few months ago, I joined about 200 women in a Michigan hotel at a scrapbooking camp.
And then just a couple Christmas stickers. So it's just up to your imagination of what you want to do.
It was sponsored by Creative Memories, the company that's credited with jump-starting the Victorian art of scrapbooking. We were a small army of time weavers spending upwards of 12 hours a day patching together the past. My kids are teenagers now, but I recall their childhoods as an extremely inelegant time for me, full of panic and stress and drama. But after about 5 hours of lingering over photos, I saw those days in a much softer light. Had I misremembered the true experience of raising children? My table mate, Janice Rabins, is an expert scrapper who has a knack for recasting disastrous family vacations into beautiful memories, like the one they took to Breckenridge, Colorado, a historic gold mining town in the Rockies.
And we had some great times, but in between, there was so much whining and crying and fighting over who was going to sleep in what room. But I look at these photos now and I think, you'd never know. So, and that's just the beauty of scrapbooking, because you can edit, just make it look like anything you want, and it does look like a fabulous trip. I mean, look at this. There's good times and bad times, but why not highlight the good times?
Maybe that's it. Scrapping is so seductive because it's a way to bring balance to a memory that's damaged, or stuck, or even erased. After cramming nearly 25 hours of scrapping into one weekend, my back was aching and my mind was fuzzy and sleep-deprived. But I'm sure that's not how I really experienced the weekend. Ask me later, after I've pasted the memories down on the pages of a scrapbook.
Desiree Cooper is a columnist for the Detroit Free Press.